Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon. Welcome, Steve Jones Show on this Tuesday. We're counting down. Big Ten Tournament begins on Thursday. The Nittany Lions will get Michigan, which will be a 2:30 tip-off at a 2 o'clock airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And for the Nittany Lions, they have Michigan, a team they've played well against the two times they've played. Lost by 8 at Ann Arbor, beat them by 6 at the Jordan Center. Should they win, they'd get a rematch with Wisconsin, a team that they lost on the final shot of the game on Sunday. So in that regard, it is a very interesting Big Ten tournament that will get underway. The all-Big Ten teams were named last night. We will talk about that during the course of today's show and how things shook out, because that Player of the Year debate was a very interesting one in the Big Ten. NCAA wrestling will not get underway until next week, so a chance to fine-tune for so many. And Lafayette Bucknell tomorrow night, 7:30 at Soika, for the right to go to the NCAA tournament. Thus, we have a lot to talk about today. We'll come back in a few moments. But first, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick. Welcome back. It was wonderful to spend some time with Kevin and his beautiful wife today.
It was good to see you again.
And also to the A-plus crew at the Sunoco Mini Mart there. I mean, it's quite some meal. Well,
you know how to live.
Stop laughing.
You know
stop
how to
laughing.
Live.
I tell you. Well, I thought about the subway there in Northumberland. I thought about that, and I thought, I got to drive 80 miles here. So
that would have been entertaining. Have you ever tried to eat a subway sub on the road?
Yes, I have.
Not easy.
Yes, I have.
Not easy.
Yes, I have. But
can get slightly messy.
But but I like to eat fresh.
Yes,
I like to eat fresh. Tomorrow night, we go from the Sunoco A Plus Mart to the Chop House in Chicago.
Can you at least bring me a doggy bag?
Al Capone's old hangout.
Just bring
it used to be Capone. That was Capone's old place. I remember many years ago we went and ate at Harry Carey's, and then a week after we ate there, Harry away.
You could be anything. And would you be a hot dog? I would.
And so we were back in Chicago again for the Big Ten tournament like 2 weeks later, and they said, yeah, geez, where'd you guys go when you left here? I said, we went to Harry Carey's. I go, and Harry died a week later. I said, yeah. I said, don't go to Jordan's. Okay.
All righty.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
The 4 o'clock time. I'm sorry. I was just going to say the 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Anything you can foresee in free agency?
Well, you know what? We're seeing an interesting time now in the National Football League. And Tom Brady's the one that really kickstarted this thing. Tom Brady restructured his contract, which opened up cap room for the Patriots to make moves. Drew Brees, upon hearing this, is now in the process of restructuring his contract so the Saints can make moves. And there's a provision in Manning's contract, Peyton, that allows the same thing. Joe Flacco and his new contract forced the Ravens to get rid of Anquan Boldin.
I thought it was interesting that they traded him to the 49ers, though.
Right, but the reason why is the cap room was not opened up of Flacco's contract.
And he wasn't willing to give any room either. I mean, nobody's willing to give room there. You mentioned Flacco. You know, Boldin wasn't willing to give room either. You know, I would, if I'm Flacco, I think I would want to give a little bit of room here just for the opportunity to be able to throw to some quality receivers.
But you want to win championships. You're going to get money.
Right.
And see, and that's why I look at a guy like Mike Wallace. I think Mike Wallace is making a big mistake should he end up with Miami. I think his career could thrive by staying with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. Now, the Harrison thing, I understand. You have to get to a point, and this is a really tough call, and it's always not the easiest call, like a Brian Dawkins or a John Lynch or somebody like that, where you just feel like, okay, they're just near the end. I don't know how much more we can squeeze out of them, so let's just cut bait now. You see what, you know what I mean? And Harrison's kind of like at that point. So I can see why the Steelers made that move. And I think it's easier to get a linebacker in a draft that can step in and play for you. I think there's an abundance of those that can play for you.
Well, and I think the Steelers have some depth at linebacker specifically.
You know, they're going to have to draft. They need to draft one.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to. They have anybody that is going to be there for a long period of time, but I think they have some immediate space fillers. Maybe not at the high quality of a Harrison, but also the fact that Harrison wouldn't budge either. You know, that's another thing that tells me, okay, well, maybe you're not interested in being a part of this team.
He's 10 years. He has absolutely lost a step.
Yes.
And he's, you know, and in spite of what he did in the Super Bowl against the Cardinals, he's not really that great in pass coverage. Okay?
Yeah, where are you going to go for that kind of money? Where do you think you're going to, who's going to pick you up?
But I think you have to, I believe Victor Cruz re-signed with the Giants, didn't he?
Victor Cruz, I think, is a restricted free agent.
I believe he re-signed with the Giants. You've got to understand where you fit. And that the people you work with, work around in the company you work for is very, very important. And not just for the money grab, because you're going to get money someplace. It's not like you're going from, gee, I went from making $20 an hour to suddenly, hey, look, I'm going to make $200 an hour. You're talking about, I was going to make a few million here, and I'm going to make a few more million over here. You're still making significant paper. And I think the people you work with, the people you're in sync with, is very important in your work environment. That's one of the reasons why Kevin and I have been paired up together, because, you know, we may banter back and forth and kid around and the whole thing, but it's all just kidding around. There's nobody else I'd rather work the show with than him. He has a list of people he'd rather work with. I mean, I understand that. But there's nobody, literally, when it comes down to it, there's nobody I'd rather work the show with than Kevin. Having him on the show is very important to me. And it makes my work environment completely different, because we have a special sync when we work together that you can't explain. And with me, it's the same way with, I mean, Jack and I have had it, I think, since day one. Dick and I have had it since day one. I mean, it's remarkable. I sit back and think to myself, I can't believe that it's like that easy. And I think you have to have that. I mean, could people take money and go someplace? Now you pair it up with somebody in this business. You sit back and go, okay, you're just showing paycheck. I'm glad I'm getting slightly more. I should be getting paid more to work with a guy like this. And see, some of the players don't understand that part of it.
Well, I think teams are looking for that flexibility, that player that wants to be part of not only an outstanding outstanding team, but he also wants to be an outstanding player as well at the same time. I think they're looking for that flexibility.
Well, I think they're looking for that, but again, I'm talking about from the player's perspective. I'm not talking about what the teams are thinking.
Right.
The teams are looking for the right fit and so forth. I'm talking about a Mike Wallace should realize, all right, if he goes to Miami, he's going down there to earn cash. Right? The odds of the Dolphins winning championships and whatever, he can win championships with the Steelers, and he already has a sync with Ben Roethlisberger. And so sometimes I don't quite get that part of it, because the Steelers are not going to pay him as much as the Dolphins will, but he's still going to get significant paper if he were to stay with Pittsburgh. In the environment that he's already used to being in and working in, and a quarterback he's on the same page with who gets him and he gets. And I think players miss that part. I think they do not have an emotional handle on that part. They see the dollar signs and they think they can have that success anywhere and that same sync and synergy anywhere, and you don't.
My gut tells me, though, that the Steelers just don't have that much interest in working with him after last season, after the holdout last year. And I don't blame them, not a bit.
You very well may be right. You very well may be right.
I mean, I just feel as though they were like, you know what? Listen, there are a lot of quality wide receivers on this team that are looking for an opportunity, and we think we may have one or two, or we have the availability to pick up one or two. You want to play that way? Good luck, and see what you can get out in the market, because you're passing up a great opportunity here.
And I think he is passing up a great opportunity. I think he is passing up a golden opportunity where if he had stayed with Pittsburgh and allowed them to then say, okay, now let's draft a running back to go with this offensive line, not in the first round. Okay, there are no first-round running backs, in my opinion. But they could have drafted one without the thought that maybe they need another wide out here. With the idea, like, hey, you know, let's go catch the Ravens. But see, players don't think that way. Now, let's face it. I mean, everybody wants money. And everybody wants more money. Everybody wants more money.
Sure.
I mean, you there driving in the car at 11:15. Yeah, I'm talking to you right. Yeah, yes, I'm talking to you right there in the car. You want more money, don't you? Nod your head. There you go. Everybody wants that. But there is something to be said for making good money and working with people that you're in sync and in tune with. And I think that part is the part that a lot of professional athletes, not all, but a lot of professional athletes don't get.
Especially the younger ones.
They don't get that. They think they can go anywhere and that they're so good it's going to be great. Well, guess what? That's Ryan Tannehill now throwing you the ball. Good luck to you. I mean, good luck.
That's Ryan Tannehill. And his backup is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Good luck.
I mean, guess where you're going? Nowhere. My patterns for no apparent reason.
I got bad news for you. The NFL decided they weren't going to expand the playoffs, so you're going to be sitting home come January.
A lot. I mean, look, for example, I'll give you a really good example. Reggie Bush.
I was going to ask you about Reggie Bush. Is he the best of the running back bunch? But go ahead.
Yeah, he probably is. But interesting, when he went to New Orleans, everybody thought, wow, look at the mistake Houston made. See how Sean Payton used him? Sean Payton used him. Primetime guy, because he looked at me and said, that's what you are. Well, they wanted, you know, and they spotted him right.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
How's everybody doing today? Great to have you with us. We're talking about players, where they fit. It's a half hour, 25 minutes now before we start free agency. And I'm on tonight 6 to 7, by the way, with Patrick Chambers and the Penn State Basketball Show. So, in other words, one of those days that listeners stretch into the evening and say, oh, he's still on, really?
It's the season finale, too. Does that mean you're going to have a cliffhanger at the end of the show?
Could be. I've been working on this for days. Scriptwriters have been great.
Can't wait.
Oh, should be great.
We were talking about players and moving around. It looks like Santonio Holmes may stay with the Jets.
Wow, that's an interesting piece of news.
NFL.com reporting that the Jets receiver has agreed to a restructured deal that will remain will have him remain in New York for at least one more season.
Okay. That's interesting.
I thought so, too.
I mean, my first question is why?
And that was a question that popped up in my mind as well.
I was like, why?
But let's face it, he did prove one simple thing. When he was out, he was their best receiver. I mean, it was obvious at that point. He was their best receiver.
Yeah, no, he has proven that. There's no question about that. I don't know.
Let's see. He was due to make $11 million as part of the five-year $45.25 million deal. The deal contains $24 million guaranteed, and the Jets were on the hook for $7.5 million this season, whether they kept him or not.
Oh, that's all good. So, all right. So he would stay there. Victor Cruz was given an offer by the Giants. He's a restricted free agent, as you were pointing out. Now, look, if you're Victor Cruz, don't you want to stay there, play in the slot, have Eli Manning deliver you the ball, and have Akeem Nicks on the other side feel better in your career?
Yeah, but I also do understand, you know, testing the waters a little bit. I mean, if you're going to test the waters a little bit and you get an offer from Denver, I mean, you might think about it.
Yeah, you might think.
You get an offer from Miami? Maybe not. Kansas City? Probably not. But if you're the Giants, can you afford to not have him and not match whatever offer he gets?
Hey, right now, 2 years ago, nobody even knew that. I mean, to them, the salsa was just another dance.
Not anymore.
Now it's like it's a signature moment. I mean, that's... Well, amazing, really.
Listen, you're a Giants guy. You know the inside. You've watched your team a lot. Is he worth $1 million a season as a fan, in your opinion?
Oh, it's not my money. I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, are you willing? All right, let me rephrase that. As a fan, knowing what it's going to cost you under the cap in future years, is he worth $11 million per season?
I don't care. As long as they win, I don't really care what they pay the guys.
I get that. I understand
that. The NFL is designed.
The NFL is designed
so that nobody has a dynasty.
Well, that's what free agency has caused, sure.
Yeah.
It's also caused the fact that no one can actually buy a jersey of your favorite player and expect him to be there the entire career. I think it's worse in baseball.
Baseball's different. Baseball rules are different. You get to keep the players longer. The bottom line, for example, take Michael Turner, Ahmad Bradshaw. They both established themselves, the whole thing. But, you know, they get to the point where they still have time left in their contracts. Their contracts didn't run out, you know. But baseball, you get guaranteed money. You sign a five-year, $80 million contract, okay? Your hamstring blows up in spring training. 5 days after you sign it. Guess what? You get all $80 million. And they give it to you over 5 years, even though you can never play again. In football, no. Only a percentage is guaranteed. Same thing happens to you in football. You'll get that. You'll get the signing bonus and whatever the guaranteed money was. The rest of it is left on the table.
We do have some Steeler news. Report just coming out that the Steelers will re-sign Plexico Burress to a one-year deal.
All right.
Now, for the veteran minimum salary, how things have changed. I couldn't believe that they signed him when they did late in the season. Like, really?
Yeah.
What didn't we like about him the first time that we like better now? And yes, I used we there.
Oh. Well, I guess you're the one that buys the merchandise.
That's right.
Yeah. Dave in Sunbury. Dave, welcome. It's nice to hear from you again.
Hi, Steve. Hey, Kevin, you know the differences between you and Steve?
Lots. But what one specific?
Well, he views the NFL as a business. You as a fan.
Oh, that's true.
There'd be a difference.
That's very true.
You know
that's
that?
Very
Wee!
True.
Wee!
He does indeed look at it from a business. I look at it from the person spending the money so that there is a business.
Well, and Kevin, I tell you up front, you know, you're talking about different free agents and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I root for Buffalo, and we're trying to get rid of Fitzpatrick to find a quarterback that can actually throw the ball down the field.
That would be a helpful thing.
You know,
you're
let's
right.
be honest. Hmm. You know,
I've been thinking about how the league is structured. That would actually be a novel idea.
You know,
there are moments, though, when I think Ryan Fitzpatrick could run the offense, and then it just goes away.
He got that big contract off those two games. Basically.
Well, he had one pretty decent year right at the right time.
You know, it was two games in that whole year that really shined out there, to be truthfully honest. You know how you follow the Steelers? Well,
sure.
That personally, that's how I follow the Bills. But I view that with Steve's perspective as it's a business. You give him
all
that money.
It's all business.
You give him that money for the job you can't get done right now, you move on. You're hanging on to that, you know. You have particularly like three or four guys, one in particular, you really are hanging on, like, you know. But hey, it's time to move on.
Well, I think there's a point too, though, as a team where and as an ownership, that you kind of have to show a little bit of. I don't know if the word loyalty. If you have to pay back the loyalty a little bit, and I think that, and I know you're probably referring to Troy Polamalu and how I feel about that, and that's where I think the team needs to come up and be loyal. Whereas the player needs to think about, hey, is this the best place for me to win a championship, even if I don't have the right amount of money? I think sometimes you have to look at it the other way, and the team has to be a little bit loyal to the player too.
Well. Be honest, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, like I said, it's a business. They were loyal, Buffalo was loyal to Jim Kelly when they first drafted him. Mm-hmm. He wanted no business with them, but then he came around.
Right, he went to the Houston Gamblers.
Yeah,
they went to the Houston Gamblers first.
Yeah, then he came around when they got a new coach.
Right.
But, and then he led them to the Super Bowl. They didn't win anything, but he got them there.
John Elway was very, very loyal to the Colts, I thought. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, in a word, not.
Look, it's a business. It's a business, and there is some loyalty, for example. I mean, Robert Kraft looked at Tom Brady, and he admits he did part of the deal with his heart. I mean, the guys meant everything to him. I mean, he wanted to buy the Patriots. He bought the Patriots. His dream was the Patriots to be a Super Bowl champion. And he realizes he got there in part because of Tom Brady. Now, Brady, for his part, gets more guaranteed money out of this down the road as it works. But at the same time, he's also done it in such a way because, you know, look, Brady wants to win.
And he also has a household income of somebody else in there that is like, you know, nine figures. So
he's doing all right.
You know, he's doing all right in a lot of ways. So
there is no downside there, right?
Does that mean we're still waiting to hear the downside of this agreement. But what he did was is he did structure in such a way which opened up more cap room. So if the Patriots, for example, say they opted to keep Wes Welker, they had the room to do it. If they opted to go after another free agent to help out the offense or the team to make a run past the AFC Championship game, they could do it. Drew Brees has seen this, and now he wants to restructure his. Peyton Manning, of course, already has a clause to restructure if the Broncos need him to. That clause was already put in there. Joe Flacco's contract, though, and I'm not blaming Joe Flacco at all. I'm just saying his contract is such where, because he just signed it, they could not keep both Flacco and Anquan Boldin because the percentage between the two was 12% of the cap.
Yeah, and so they just traded him for a pick. Was it just one pick?
Sixth rounder, yeah.
Yeah. So they just
Yeah, I think it was a sixth round pick.
Well, we'll see. We'll see in the draft what that sixth rounder, you know, what that brings for them. You know,
Terrell Davis and Terrell Davis and Tom Brady were sixth round picks.
Yeah, but I don't see many of them walking through the door in sixth round this year. To be truthfully honest.
No. Sunbury Broadcasting has a whole bunch of sixth-round draft picks. That's why they're at Sunbury Broadcasting now.
Okay. Hey, I'll hang up and listen and see what's happening.
Couldn't make it in the NFL. Let's go to broadcasting.
I was Mr. Irrelevant. Unfortunately, I didn't get the trip or anything like that. Got raw end of that deal.
Yeah, it just kind of like fits with the total pattern of.
Yeah, I think it's a. I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was a sixth round pick that San Francisco.
It was. It got a sixth round pick for him.
And I thought
it should have been. I should have been like a third or a fourth based on production. Now,
yeah.
I know he has not been a 1,000-yard guy the last 3 years. I mean, I know that Anquan Boldin in reality is actually a possession receiver.
Very much. So.
That's the Yeah, he's a possession receiver. He provides, I'll say this, for a quarterback, when you're throwing into a tight window, Bolden's a perfect guy to throw a ball into a tight window because he does a great job making a tight window work.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a third or a fourth, I thought that San Francisco got a really good deal at six.
Yeah. I think for the 49ers, it worked out great.
NFL.com had a photo gallery of players that are up for free agency. And one of the things they did was put them in different uniforms. And every Steeler fan, I'm telling you right now, avoid the one where Harrison is a Cleveland Brown uniform. It's really, really painful to see. Really painful.
I don't think the Cleveland Browns. I don't think the Cleveland Browns are getting Harrison any day soon.
Hey, the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns did get something positive though recently. They won the bid for the new Kevin Costner movie over Buffalo to have it filmed in Cleveland. It's about a football team. Yeah, it's about a football team and a GM trying to rebuild them.
I think that's good. I mean, look, the Browns are going to be interesting to watch, Kevin. And if I were you, I would be wary of Cleveland.
I very much agree with
you. I don't mean
now.
I would say within a 5-year window here, with new ownership and very aggressive ownership, I'd be worried if I were a Steeler fan about them.
Well, I think the entire AFC Central is definitely a very interesting division. I mean,
the best division in football now, I think that was the NFC West.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
I mean, this Percy Harvin thing to Seattle is a far more dynamic move than Anquan Boldin going to San Francisco.
I mean, if you look
you have to be kidding me.
If you look at the divisions based on last year, New England ran away with the East. The South was probably a two-team race with Houston and Indianapolis. Denver pretty much went away with the AFC West. The NFC East was the NFC East. I thought the NFC North was a very competitive division. The South was okay. But you're right. I think the West, even though it was two teams neck and neck all the way through. But
you're talking about Arizona. Arizona has a great defense, and the Rams, for whatever reason, match up with San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Sometimes that, equally. You know,
yeah. I mean, that's the bizarre thing.
Sometimes equally. I mean, if you look at the divisional records, I mean, that's where it's really interesting. In the division, San Francisco was 3-2-1. The Seahawks were 3-3. St. Louis was 4-1-1 in the division. Four of their seven wins were division wins.
Right. Amazing.
But I always thought that the, I call it the AFC Central still, but it's the AFC North now. I really think that is going to be a very interesting division if the Browns in the next 2 years do what I think they're going to do. The Bengals, I think, are in the right place right now. I think Pittsburgh has to make some changes.
Which is amazing because they never are. It's amazing because they never are.
I mean, 10-6 is pretty darn good.
Drafting Dalton and drafting Green changed the personality of the Bengals. Changed them. I mean, the division you want to be in is with, I think Houston's in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know they're in the same division with Andrew Luck, but I mean, after that.
Well, here, this is really interesting. If you look at the net points, the AFC South, Houston was plus 85. The Colts, who actually made the playoffs, were minus 30. That means they
had
outscored.
A couple games. Because there were a couple games last year they got blown out.
Well,
and
sure.
They won a series of close games. Well, when you worry a series of close games and then you get blown out a couple times, you're going to be in the minus. But this is the way the NFL is now. The Niners get Bolden. Now, Bolden is exactly the kind of receiver they need that's a good bailout guy for Colin Kaepernick. Right? Money's not really much of an issue because they traded Alex Smith to Kansas City. So they freed up a lot of cap space anyway. So, I mean, Bolden's going to be in good shape going to San Francisco. But the Percy Harvin pickup by Seattle. You know, Seattle's really good. Seattle's really good.
Do you know they were plus 167 for the year? I mean, that's second to the Broncos and the Patriots in the NFL.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, Seattle is really, really good, and players want to play for Pete Carroll. Whatever you say about him, the players want to play for him, Kev. They do.
Well, he's charismatic, I'll say that.
Yeah, but he does handle people. Look at Mike Williams. I mean, Mike Williams, a little trouble, gets to USC. He's great for him. He goes to Detroit, trouble, goes to Seattle, does well. He responds. We'll come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Sean Carey on drums, everybody. You got to love it.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
The orchestra is getting it done.
2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting to free agency. They have
there'll be a flurry.
They have a countdown clock on NFL.com. That's the best. There'll be white smoke if we have a free agent trade.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, Sarah comes out at on 3:30 and says, black smoke? I'm like, oh, yeah, just rub it in, sir, okay?
Listen, what were the Vegas odds of them picking somebody right away? I mean, you know, it had to be 50 to 1.
I mean, there's spread all over the world. Like, you're going to get 77 votes first time through? I think choice. Hey, okay, let's go home.
It's not like each one of the Cardinals had a PR department that they could plan ahead for it, you know? I always wonder what happens. They whisper in and go, listen, I really want to do this. What do you think? Can you back me here?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, listen, here's the deal. If you elect me Pope, I'll make sure you're Bishop of this. Okay? We'll work that deal. I just wonder, are there deals going on in the conclave? It's kind of like it's kind of like free agency. It's like the NFL draft.
You don't have a billion followers. All right. Although you're getting close to it on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
All right. We head to the top of the hour. I mean, you can't even get your own kid to follow you on Facebook.
My kid doesn't even look at Facebook. Probably a good thing.